And we're starting a brand new teacher, first-year teacher, at $40,000 a year, which is a big thing for Bryan ISD. But we wanted to show the community, we wanted to show our teachers that we value them, that we know how hard they're working, and that they deserve to get compensated for all their hard work.
And that's up from what?
Currently in Bryan ISD, a beginning teacher started at a salary of $38,000. Tonight, with board action, we have raised the salary to $40,000 a year for a beginning teacher.
And that's a threshold that's never been reached before?
Yes, that's a $2,000 difference for our beginning teachers, and we're excited about being able to do that for them.
And is there a proportional percentage increase up the schedule then?
The salary percentage increase is about a 2% increase from the midpoint of the salary schedule.
And any idea how that compares to similar sized districts or whatever the district uses for comparison purposes?
I can tell you that $40,000 a year for a first year teacher is big in this community. And we're hoping that with this we will be able to attract and recruit highly qualified teachers, as we're always trying to attract and recruit highly qualified teachers, and they'll stay with us. You know, we really put a heavy concentration of our salary raises in the first 5 years. Those are the teachers we need to keep. Those are the teachers we're investing the most in with all the training and staff development, and we want to make sure that we're keeping them in Bryan ISD.
On the flip side, though, is there a concern about what that means to your veteran teachers?
Well, with the 2%, I mean, we didn't ignore our veteran teachers. We're giving everybody a raise. We're hoping that at some point in time to be able to come back and concentrate heavily on the veteran teachers too. But at this point, we felt that it was very important that we concentrate on our beginning teachers.
First time then hitting 40, then what's the signal that the board administration wants to bring out?
Well, we just want to show our teachers that we do value the work that they are doing for us, that we know that they're the most important element in our classrooms every day. A student is successful because of a teacher, and we wanted to show them that we know they're working hard. We know that they're working harder than they've ever had to work before, and it's not always the best of conditions because the state isn't helping us as much as we would like them to, but we wanted our teachers to know across the board that we do value everything that they do for us each and every day.
Any decisions yet, or has there been the decision already made on benefits, health insurance primarily?
That's still part of the budget process. We have not adopted a budget yet. We will be doing that in August.
We're still working
with our budget. We had a budget meeting, of course, at the end of May. They needed us to approve the salary schedule tonight. That helps them make the figures a little bit more concrete. We still have a deficit. We're still working at trying to get to a balanced budget for this next year, because we know that we need to do that, but we have not adopted a balanced budget yet. We have not adopted a budget.
Speaking of that, salaries were approved for teachers going up, superintendent, and presumably some administrators are going to have salary increases too. But when the district's running a deficit, how do you explain to constituents about that?
Well, where we're at right now, we're at about $1.2, almost $1.3 million deficit for next year's budget, and we are not done yet. So we feel like we're going to be able to come very close to a balanced budget, more so than we have in the past. I mean, this past year was a $3 million deficit budget. That's significantly higher than a $1.2 million, but we're not done yet. We're still looking, and we think we're going to be able to get really, really close to a balanced budget this year.